Okay, side two. I was telling you all the things I was going to have to do. Another thing that just, in addition to car insurance and whatnot, I have to get hospitalization. You know, when I quit the federal employment, right now I have a very high premium insurance that is about, oh, I don't know, $5 or $6, $7 a week, something like that, I pay on hospitalization and Blue Cross Blue Shield. And so when I quit federal government, I lose that, or that finishes, and so I really should get coverage. I might be able to convert that to a private plan and make it a lower option, but even at that, I have a feeling it will be somewhat expensive. But we'll see. And what else? Oh, then I have to have my income tax made out. You know, I haven't paid income tax in 2 years. Oh, something else, too. I found out I have to pay a 5% state tax on my car, which will be another $150 that I'll have to pay, because this is the first year, I guess, for the state tax. I forget these things, you know. It's been a while. And what else, what else? One of the ladies here, Harriet Pitchford, who is the librarian, she evidently has done a great deal of investing, and she's very good about telling me about all these tips, you know. She does a lot on paper, I think, as far as investing monies, but she does have an account with Merrill and Lynch, the stockbrokers, and every day she tells me what went up and how much money she lost and all this. So I told her when I go home I'll try and invest some money on some speculative stock. I think she's very cautious, you know. She bought some TWA stock over a year ago when it was 18, and she wrote and told the broker to sell it at 21, which he did. And today it was up to 34. It was still climbing. So she's eating her heart out. But, so I might look into something like that. I don't know. What else? Anyway. Oh, my mind goes click, 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 click. Tonight is the first night I have not seen a movie in, oh, I'm sure, a week. And as I said earlier, several of the men from USAVI have been passing through here, and I knew so many of them that I feel I have to stay down at the bar and have a drink and whatnot, you know, and chat with them. And then the evening is gone, so the last two or three nights this has happened, and I haven't really had that much time in my room. I just can't believe what happens to all the time. But so tonight I was just determined I was not going to watch the movie. It's some brain operation or something type picture. And we have seen a couple of good ones. Pieces of Dreams was very good. It's about celibacy, and very controversial as far as everybody in the hotel discussing it. It was very good with the Catholic priest. That was one of the better ones. And then Adam's Woman was on last night, and that was very good. So some of them are horrible. Oh, some of them are really weird. But every once in a while we get a good one. And I get in the habit, because there's very little else to do, you know. And I don't spend that much time in my room, and I really have a lot of garbage here. I got so many newspapers and stuff to go through, and my 201 folder and stuff like this. I have to sift through some of this stuff. Get rid of it, right? Right. What else? Remember our friend Donna Cullen, the one who went to Hawaii for the cure, as you put it? Well, I had a note from her a few days ago, and she had a very healthy baby boy, 8 pounds, 15 ounces, I think. And she's doing very well. And he would just laughed at just at the letter. You know, she says, well, it's a very, very lovely experience having children, she says, and I plan to have several more under better circumstances. Anyway, I'm very happy for her that everything's going so well. And, of course, she gave the child up But it wouldn't surprise me, Duchess, if I had a letter in 2 weeks asking for her old position back. I'm sure she's debating this. Anyway, another pleasant thing that happened. Monday, this past Monday, the 19th, no wait, 26th, yeah, I went down to the Naval Training School here. One of the men in the hotel here is a commander. He is very, very pleasant. His name is Dick Tarbuck, and I thought he was joking, but he asked me if I would come down and give a little orientation on special services. And I said, sure, anytime. You know, I have a big mouth and all this. So he sent an escort for me Monday morning. And I forgot all about it. I had forgotten completely about it. And so I went down there, and he has about 20, 25 officers, four or five officers, I'm sorry, and the rest enlisted men. They're all Navy, see, and they're attached to an advisory group to the Vietnamese Naval Academy. And so I went down and spoke to his men. They were very nice. They gave me royal treatment and very informal over a cup of coffee. And then Dick took me on tour of the whole post. It was very interesting. They have the classrooms and whatnot, and gave me a couple of briefings. And so that was kind of a... And then he gave me a little patch. I have it right on the bed. Wait a minute. Here it is. It's the Naval Advisory Group, Vietnam, yeah. It's quite different because it's, as I say, it is Navy, although the Navy does wear the Army fatigues. Very confusing if you're trying to figure out the rank. But he said he enjoyed it, and the men enjoyed it, and I certainly enjoyed it. So that was kind of a highlight of the day. I haven't done that much traveling. It's the first month in a several months that I haven't done a bit of traveling. There really hasn't been too much need for it. My girls are doing very nicely. I do keep in touch with them constantly by telephone. I probably will make one big swoop around the area before I leave. This will be sometime in May. I'm not sure yet of the dates because Jane is due back probably around the 14th or 15th of May. She has a probably earlier than that. She has a port call for honor about 7 May. That has not been confirmed yet. I mean, it could come in any time. And then she plans to stop in Hawaii on the way over. And I'm sure when she gets here, she'll want to have a meeting shortly afterward. And so, and then there's a club opening of Fubai at 101st on the 16th of May. I don't know if I'll get to that one or not. So there things happening all over. What else? I did get confirmation today from General Motors in New York that they had received my, invoice or whatever for my car, and that they will try to have it on that date and whatnot. But they still haven't given me the address in Hasbrook Heights. But I know that that's where the car will be delivered to a dealer there. And so I'll just have to wait and see what else they send me. Oh, I tell you, all these big things happening, right? Right. What else? I was glad you sent me the list, Duchess, of things that you wanted. They're nice things. I had thought about one tea tray thing. I had one of those. Betty had one. It was pretty shabby. The one I had was exactly the one you picked out. I gave it back to Betty when she came back over here. I was just thinking of something and it slipped my mind. It wasn't anything that important. Hold off just a minute, Duchess. I know what it was. Did I tell you about the bunny that I got from Don, the chocolate bunny? I can't remember whether I mentioned it. Perhaps I did, the last tape. Anyway, I just finished up the last bit of the chocolate. Of course, the maids here, or somebody, helps themselves to anything I have in my refrigerator. And, boy, excuse me, I just cut that off by accident. The other day, I got very angry with the maids because they ate some Rice Krispies that I found. I had two small boxes of Rice Krispies. I don't think I've seen Rice Krispies since I've been here, and they ate one of them, and I still have the other box. Well, that reminded me, I was up at visiting a team on Sunday, Team 4. It's an advisory team to the NCO Academy here, Vietnamese. We have a lot of Vietnamese things, to say the least. And that was kind of a nice afternoon. It turned out I had been asked to go by the dentist. What's his name? Doesn't matter. Gary, Lieutenant Colonel Gary. He's the dentist. I went up to visit this team. It turns out of the 8 or 9 men that they have, I knew several of them. Small world, really. That reminds me two things. One, I went to the dentist. It's the biggest farce in the whole world. It took him about 30 seconds to examine my teeth. I have not been to the dentist in Vietnam before 2 days ago, and he said I didn't have any cavities. Even took some x-rays. But I know he's wrong, dentist. I mean, I hate to say it, but the dentist is wrong. And Alice went with me, Alice Kosian, the craft director, and she didn't have any cavities. And she said the same thing, because she hasn't been to a dentist in several years. Anyway, we go again next Monday for a cleaning, and he said maybe at that time he will find some. Well, I'm sure he will. He's an alcoholic. I don't think he can see the patients, never mind find the cavities in the teeth. Anyway, don't forget to let me know what you want me to do about this refrigerator. Like it's sitting here, right? And it's a nice one, but I'm not sure we really have any room for it. I'll be guided by your advice. What else? Happy Mother's Day and all that good stuff, which is coming up pretty soon, right? I don't know what day, the 9th or something? And my mother's birthday is the 1st of May. I did send her some money and a card, which I think is very good, considering I don't always remember many things. Just as a reminder, Duchess, you have about 6 weeks to clear out a couple of drawers and a little room in the closet, right? Not too much, but just a little bit. Just give you fair warning, right? Right. Okay, this is running out again, and I'll try and keep it posted, Duchess, if I hear anything different on Fort Hamilton, but as I say, I'm really not counting on that too much.